Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
When you say a few minutes, what do you mean by a few minutes?
Maybe about 9 to 10 minutes at the most. It's about medical services and some of the laws passing in Florida.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'll do some stuff while I'm on the phone with you.
Thank you so much. First question, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Well, I don't know if what's your purpose? You're asking me to identify my voting preferences now. What else do you want to know? I'm going to pass on that question.
Okay, no problem. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on the school night and more than 30 hours in the school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I think it sounds like a bad idea.
Okay. So you think you'll oppose it?
Well, so you're going to allow employers to employ 16 and 17 year olds during the school week up to 30 hours a week. Is that what it's proposing?
Yes, that's
exactly what it is. Is that
what
the bill is proposing? I think that's a bad idea. I think people that are 16 and 17 shouldn't be working 30 hours a week up to 11 hours during the school night. No, I don't. I think it's a poor idea.
Okay, so you oppose it. Thank you so much.
I oppose it. Yes, I do.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I think that crime victims should be able to retain their names. I don't think they should have to share if they don't choose to share that they've been a victim of a crime. I don't think that they should be punished, if that's the right word. So no, I would oppose that. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. If people are a victim of a crime, I don't think they need to be disclosed in public so they can be a victim again.
Okay, so you strongly support that, for victims to have the right to prevent their names from being disclosed.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, I do.
Okay. So you strongly support that?
That the victims do not have to be disclosed. Yes.
Okay.
I support the victims' rights.
Thank you so much. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were victims of crime when using physical and deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical and deadly force to conceal their names? Do you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Give me that premise one more time. So the police officer, what?
Yeah, the police officers who have committed a crime, such as physical abuse or deadly force on the victim, will they have the same right as other victims to prevent from their – okay.
No.
So you oppose that?
Yeah, I oppose. If someone's a police officer and they're using deadly force or excessive force on a victim, they should be exposed. Yes, they should be exposed. I don't think they should be able to hide behind their badge. No, I don't.
Okay, so you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I'm strongly opposed police being able to abuse people and then keep their identity quiet. It should be known they should probably not be a police officer anymore. They shouldn't have a gun and a badge.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
Our local tax burden?
Yeah, local tax and state tax.
Well, I don't pay any state tax in Florida that I can identify, so I can't really complain that it's too high because I don't really hardly pay any state tax.
Okay, what about your local tax? Is it much
too high?
Well, that
would be real estate taxes. That's real estate taxes. I don't think they're particularly too far out of line. I mean, they have to support schools somehow.
So you think it's about right or low?
I'd say it's probably about right. I mean, it might be low if it's not about right, but it's most people don't complain that their taxes are too low, so I'm not going to do that either.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend revenue in an efficient manner, spends tax revenue in a wasteful manner, I'm sorry?
No, they probably don't spend it wastefully.
Okay. Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Would you support or oppose that?
I'd oppose that veterinarians have the ability to treat whatever manner makes it most efficient.
Okay, thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of the reach of many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Would you support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you so much. Next question. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without vehicles. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants, trained to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Yeah, they need to publish things. Yes, they do.
Okay, thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
It's pretty unlikely. I don't really go through websites looking for government notices. The chance of me doing that is not high.
Okay, thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacational rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, they're probably quite important because they don't have a state income tax, which a lot of states have state income tax, so I don't know. You have to have some means of collecting money. So, give me the question again. If Florida did not have tourism and did not have vacation rentals, and it didn't have weather that would appeal to vacationers, Florida wouldn't be the popular place to go that they are.
Okay, so how important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, they're probably quite important because tourism. You don't have to provide schools for tourists. You don't provide a lot of things for tourists. They just leave money. They keep the restaurants going, and they do this and they do that. So you think
that's very important?
Do I think what's very important? To have vacation rentals?
Yeah, to have vacation rentals. How important is that for Florida's economy?
It's very important, because if they didn't have a place to stay, nobody would go there.
Thank you so much. Do you feel Floridians should or should have not the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? They should or they should not?
Oh, they should be able to rent it out if they want. If that's what they choose to do, that's fine.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacational rental? They should or should not?
If they own the property and they want to rent it out, they can rent it out. That's fine.
Okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
I think they should be consistent.
Thank you. Do you know how to swim, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill, yes or no?
I think it would be, you're talking about the state of Florida, I think it would be a good thing for children to learn to swim, yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Well, it seems like they're having a problem getting teachers or retaining teachers or whatever their deal is. So I'd say they're off. I wouldn't say they're on the right track. No, I'd say they're off the track.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
Well, I've never belonged to a union, but I think people should have a right to organize, just because I've never belonged to a union doesn't mean that I don't think that unions have a place. And I guess if you're a teacher or a public employee, I mean, police officers, they belong to a union.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why teachers can't. And if you're in a union, I guess you can strike.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
That teachers should have the right to strike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Everyone that wants
to belong to a union has the ability to organize. They have that right.
Okay, thank you so much. I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. The second one, public schools should just stick to the traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
I'd say the first one would.
The first one. Okay, thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
I personally haven't, but I'm fortunate that I've gotten a financial position that I don't have to do it, but I'm for a lot of people, it's a problem. For me personally, no, it's not a problem. It hasn't been so far.
What about for friends or family?
Well, friends or family that live in Florida?
Yes.
The friends and family that I know that live in Florida, see, I'm originally from Minnesota, and I still own a home in Minnesota. And the other people that I know are from either Minnesota or someplace up north. So they own a place in Florida, so they get away from the winter. So these are not very needy people. So I'm not terribly sympathetic to their economic plight as far as housing. So Okay, I don't know.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in their area? Yes, they are, or no, they are not.
I believe they are because where we are on Fort Myers Beach, there aren't many people that work there that's probably can afford to live there. It's too expensive.
Thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or don't they do not?
Well, my philosophy on housing is, honestly, I think it's an issue that is best addressed by the federal government, because there are communities that just can't. It's too piecemeal. I mean, do they have a responsibility? I don't know how they would do it, because a local small community, they just don't have enough money to do it.
Okay.
Housing, I believe, is best addressed on a federal level, just like gun control would be best addressed on a federal level.
Thank you.
Along with a lot of things. I mean, we're United States. I mean, I don't think the state by state, county by county, city by city is a particularly good way to do it. I believe in the federal government. I believe in the housing and urban development or that kind of thing for providing affordable housing.
Thank you. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustment or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? They should or should not?
I think that they should work to alleviate the need so that more affordable housing is available. I believe there's a shortage of affordable housing throughout the country, and Florida's no better than the rest of the country, I would guess. I mean, I can't intelligently comment on the whole country. I just
If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or you will have no impact on your voting decision?
I tend to vote for people that look out for people less fortunate.
Thank you so much. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals age 18 and under age of 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, and benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal finance participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, will you vote yes to promote the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I want to promote whatever I think what you're saying, and it's long, is I want the state of Florida and all states that have chosen to not expand Medicaid to expand it. It's irresponsible to have something offered by the federal government to help needy people in your state and then choose not to take it. That, to me, is irresponsible, unacceptable, and I don't know what else I can call it.
Okay, thank you so much. So I guess, yes, you approve. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you consider yourself white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Since I'm Scandinavian, I guess I'd have to say I'm white Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much for your time and your participation. You have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one to yourself. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.